Then did you notice Moses, that great miracle performer that brought down Israel down through the land and brought them up to the promised land, but did not place their inheritance to them? He did not give them their inheritance. He led them up to the land. But Joshua divided the land to the people. Is that right? And Christ brought the church up to the place where their possession was made to them, was given to them, just the Jordan to cross, but the Holy Spirit is the one who sets the church in order. The Joshua of today puts the church in its order, giving to each one gifts, places, position. And he is the voice of God speaking to the inner man that Christ has saved, the Holy Spirit. How do you get that much of it? Now we're getting over into the book of Ephesians. Now the same way he's positionally placing the church where they belong. Now Joshua placed them in the natural land. Now the Holy Spirit is placing the church positionally in the land that they, in the position that they belong in, their inheritance. All in love. The whole thing is bundled up. Now, this has been tried to be taught on many times. No doubt what great theologians have struck it a lot deeper than I could. But the thing I want to try to get to you is this, that a man that is in Christ with the Holy Ghost can bear with a man when he's wrong. Long-suffering, gentle, patient. He's sweet, humble, faithful, filled with the Spirit, never negative, always positive. He's a different person. Now remember, in this promised land, that don't mean that you are immune from sickness. That don't mean that you're immune from troubles. But it does spell this. Oh, let's think deep. It says this, that it's yours.
Amen.
Amen.
Just rise and take it.
Amen.
When, and remember, the only way that Israel ever lost a man is when sin got in the camp. That's the only way we can ever lose a victory, is for sin to get in the camp. Something wrong somewhere. When Achan stole that wedge and that Babylonian garment, sin was in the camp and the battle went wrong. You give me this church tonight, this group of people, perfectly, perfectly in the promise of God with the Holy Ghost, walking in the Spirit, I'll challenge any disease or any affliction or anything that there is, every Joe Lewis there is in the country, with all of his infidelity and all the unbelievers that there is, to bring any sickness or affliction in this door, and they'll walk out of here perfectly whole.
Amen.
Yes, sir. God gave the promise. Only sin of unbelief can keep it away.
Amen.
Now we're going to get down to what this little sin is after a while.